Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thumma salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this program of Hadith of the Day, we are going to explain a very meaningful Hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he says that اشتد غضب الله عز وجل على امرأة ذات بعل ملأت عينها من غير زوجها أو غير ذي محرم منها فإنها إن فعلت ذلك أحبط الله كل عمل عملته فإن أوطأت فراشه غيره كان حقا على الله تعالى أن يحرقها بالنار بعد أن يعذبها في قبرها. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe upon the married woman who, apart from her husband, sees another non-mahram man with a prolonged glance. When this woman does this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, invalidates all her good deeds and does not give her any rewards. This is about the punishment that a woman may receive on the day of judgment. Because of what? Because of this, that the Prophet says that if there is a lady, a woman, ذات بعلٍ, and she is married, ملأت عينها من غير زوجها, and she, for example, apart from her husband, sees another non-mahram man with a prolonged glance. Just with a glance. If you prolong your glance on a non-mahram man and a stranger, غير زوجها, apart from her husband, and then this is the thing that اشتدت غضب الله تعالى, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment will get, more severe onto these kind of people or to these kind of women. And then says that إن فعلت ذلك أحبط الله كل عمل عملته, says that if a married woman does such a thing, prolong her glance on the stranger, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punishment for her is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invalidates all her good deeds and good a'mal. And then says that, of course, these kind of women, they will deserve to be punished severely on the day of judgment because of having a kind of contact with non-mahram, either via glance or, God forbids, if they commit, for example, adultery or, let's say, illegal kind of sexual relationship with the others, then the Prophet says that حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُحْرِقَهَا بِالنَّارِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will burn them in the hellfire, بعد أن يعذبها في قبرها, after punish them in their graves. This is the very important point that we should always remind ourselves of it and be careful. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. محمد وآل محمد.